Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and your wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Ronnie.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Hi, Jackie. Stop laughing at me.
I'm sorry. We're laughing because I have lipstick and she doesn't tonight.
I got it on. Bob brought it here.
Uh-huh. All right. Tonight, a great subject. And for all of you who got the first announcement, it was followed up by a second one. We had a very quick changeover. So for whatever the one was before, I have no idea anymore. But this is the one they wanted to do, and it's called Nothing Ever Works for Me. And this is a fascinating subject tonight about how this particular belief will override every other belief you hold and stop you from doing anything. So I'm very excited about doing this show tonight. Also kind of weaves into the negative ego and some shame stuff that we're going to talk about. And the team as well, so we're very excited about this. And very rarely will you ever see me change the title of a show, you know, 24 hours after I set it out, but this was just too powerful. It came up in a session, and it's something that we have encountered for years, and I forgot all about, to be very honest with you, and I understood why it came up today, because this can really get in your way. Tonight's show dedication is to the continued support of President Obama, all world leaders, and the financial reorganization afoot on our planet. I like that word better, financial reorganization. It sounds so much better than financial crisis.
That's right.
And so we have had one heck of a solar eclipse. For
I just want to ask you something. Do you think that the eclipse really brought up some of those really deep core beliefs, like that one, the one that you're saying, nothing ever works for me, is so you know, if that works, nothing else will? Do you think the eclipse brought that through?
Well, I mean, we've been known about this one for a very long time. I think that it will bring it up for other people, and I would say, yes, you're probably right, Veronica, that this is a time to really deal with it, because I think with the eclipse, so many things happened to so many people, and it, you know, lots of people had family stuff. Of course, I'm one. Family stuff come up all over the place. Okay, like it was just insane with children and grandchildren. The day of the eclipse was just amazing to me. Kind of ramping up prior to that, but lots of. How did you feel the day of the eclipse, Veronica?
Well, I did both my radio shows that day, and I found everything was really powerful, and I don't think I had any major problems. I just found like everything was kind of pulsing. There's a lot of pulsing.
Absolutely, everything was pulsing. You could not be more right. I mean, you absolutely could not be more right. Some of the reports I've gotten, which I thought were really interesting, was vertigo, lots of vertigo from people.
Actually, I had that several times.
Uh-huh. See?
Mm-hmm.
Dancing on your head. It feels like somebody's dancing on your head. I told somebody the other night it felt like I had a circus on my head.
That's what it looked like, too, Jackie.
Huh? If that's what it looks like, of course it does. Yeah, they're building some new, you know, whatever, I don't know, a condominium project for small ETs or something up there. I have no idea what's going on.
It's called Here's the Who's Village.
Yeah, right. lots of confrontation of old familial patterns or old life patterns, and I saw a lot of this come up. Loss of sleep, lots of people having a hard time sleeping, and then draggy all day long.
And you know what, last night, I know it was after the eclipse, but my body had those energies coming through like woo, woo, woo.
Yes.
And everything was kind of like my skin was getting like flaring. I had flaring skin, whatever that means. You know?
Well, no, I understand that. So I came up to sit down in the chair up here in the healing room that I always sit into when I do my sessions. And the chair was vibrating like a vibrating chair, although this chair did not come with that equipment. And I thought, whoa. So lots of people having a lot. You know, it's interesting. motorcycle accident. One of our dear friends, their husband was in a motorcycle accident, and you know, he was airlifted out from this. He was doing dirt bike racing. Airlifted out, they found out he only had one kidney. He bruised the kidney and tore the kidney he had, and so on and so forth. He's fine now. He's out of the hospital, but lots of stuff. And of course, we've got this big portal open right now for lots of people crossing over as well. So if people are kind of making their choices and decisions, they can be from moment to moment. You don't know if they're staying or going.
Is this the Sirius portal, the 23rd?
The 24th. It's the Sirius portal, yeah.
Okay.
And we've had this open portal going on through all of this. I mean, look at all the people that have exited the planet. And,
really?
You know, those are just the stars they're talking about. And they're an unheard of number of people in this very short period of time. And I also wanted to address the day after, which was yesterday. That yesterday was like a void day, and yesterday was really quite strange. I agree with you, the energy's really ramped up last night, Veronica, but during the day it felt like a void.
Mm-hmm.
And I had people reporting that, you know, walking out on the street and feeling like they were on a different planet, that nothing felt the same, feeling like they were in a different dimension. Very strange. Our weather has been incredibly strange here. The days of no sun, the days have been very overcast and dark, and this is not typical for Las Vegas at this time of the year.
Wow, that is
at
rare,
all.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And very hot. And so it's kind of like being in a sauna. You know, it's just really nasty. Very surreal, however. So one of my darling friends and clients wrote this, and I had to share it because this is absolutely too funny. Wow, what a ride with these eclipses. Has anyone written to you about a vibrating vagina? I'm dead serious, too. After the first eclipse on the 7th, I've been vibrating like I've had a cell phone on vibrate in my panties. And it's been hilarious at times, especially when I'm sitting in a meeting with 12 other people and I start vibrating. It finally stopped a few days before the eclipse yesterday. Today, redoing my entire house, it seems. The energy to renew all around me has been forthcoming for months. Perfectly clear that I'm releasing all the old and allowing in the new, not just physically and materialistically, but mindfully and emotionally. that was just the past month's days, my thoughts continue to return to love, as I know I'd closed my heart to love after my last relationship. I actually do that. After all painful relationship endings, sometimes for many years to heal, blah, blah, blah. So grateful for the team's assistance in helping me to uncover my beliefs. So much is flowing to the surface for me together. To gather and work with my child, adolescent, young adult, I'm excited and thrilled as I do believe in true love, the beauty of love, and that one true love. Then she wrote in again, and she said, I've had the most weirdest surges in my solar plexus. I immediately knew it was the energy, smiled and flowed and continued to feel weird. There's a heaviness this evening that is encompassing me since the eclipse. It started after I fell into the deepest sleep this afternoon. I feel it might be the last of the old energies gathering to vacate as I have set my intent to release the old every day. Much is being revealed to release and open our hearts. Also, big one is overwhelming feelings of love, filled with love for me, being loved, and filled with love for all things. I'm so filled with love, I need to share it by sending it out to the universe. All living things, all lifetimes, multidimensional selves, galaxies, dimensions. It's been huge and wonderful when it hits me. Now, you know, something else I've seen with people where they'll vacillate between these overwhelming feelings of, and she writes this here too, the day after the eclipse, avoid feeling like being on another planet, nothing felt the same. Or maybe I wrote that, whatever. Very cute because people literally doing a pendulum swing from feeling this incredible sense of loving and being loved and, you know, just living in love to being snarky as all get out. And, you know, just these bubbles coming up and out. And I, having been one of them.
You think it's just like bubbles of change coming up too, so you keep moving your identity around? And
Well, I think as this stuff is happening and we're releasing, a lot of old emotions are coming up and out as well. And, you know, we can allow them just to flow out very nicely, or we can, you know, unfortunately, occasionally harness them. But, I have felt incredibly energized, though, on very little sleep. So I will say that, and I do feel, and I've seen it in the work, and I'm sure you've seen it as well, Veronica, that the breakthroughs and the intensity of what's coming through right now is just exponential. It feels like we went to a whole another level in a matter of a couple of days.
I also found that the intentions we set for what it is we wanted to clear and so on.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I was doing my old favorite, Family of Origin. But I... da-da-da-da-da-da. So, but I found something really interesting. It would rise in me almost like I programmed myself to see it, and I'd stomp my foot inside and go, okay, that's it. That's clear. And it really moved fast. And, you know, it would come up and boom. I was really quite conscious of doing that for that whole day.
Beautiful.
And the next day, actually, even the void day.
Yes, yes. I also have had a lot of stuff coming up around my issue. And
issue?
My issue?
Achoo.
Which I will not be sharing on the air.
But did it seem to move? Because I found it quite uncanny the way it seems to
it's
have been.
It's moving very quickly.
Yeah, very willing to unhook.
Mm-hmm. It's like we bang into it, and it kind of explodes inside and then unhooks.
Yeah.
And bang into it, and it comes up and out and then unhooks. But again, you know, I want to say we, you know, this goes back to the whole theme thing. We are working on themes of multiple lifetimes that we've come in to undo. And so the energies that everybody's experiencing, certainly that's listening to the show tonight, tend to be incredibly expansive, which makes one wonder, A, what the hell were we thinking? B, which is always my mantra, what the hell was I thinking? I think very interestingly is Veronica and I were chatting this afternoon, and as we often do on the day of the show, and I've actually been wondering, you know, because it just feels so amazing as I look at all the people that we're working with and so on and what's going on in their lives, you know, if all these lifetimes, you know, that we've come in with, you know, if they're imprints or whatever, because it feels as though we're shifting the collective so dramatically with what we're going through. It feels very, very expansive and accelerated. Wouldn't you agree?
I sure would, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also found that the beliefs are coming up. You know, we talked about beliefs and the core beliefs that you just talked about here, that they come up in, I think I told you this last week, they come up in me like clothes.
Like clothes?
Like a cloak or something around my body, and it's vibrationally.
Okay, got it.
And it's very strange. I go, I wonder how many people are experiencing that. But that's how my belief stuff comes up. Where I'll suddenly feel the cloak of being pathetic or shamed or whatever. You know, it really sort of comes up.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting.
That's
I was thinking
scary.
Of setting up a fashion line.
I want the silly cloak. Okay, this last piece before we get into tonight's subject, this just came out. All we know for certain is that nothing is the same as it was before. We passed another major checkpoint of no down, no return. The new landscape is revealing itself right in the midst of the old one, and she talked here about lights, seeing lights on a tree during the day, and of course they weren't really there in the dimension that we're existing, but they were there in a higher dimension and frequency, so they were literally being coming visible and continued all the way through dusk. And I think people are going to start seeing a lot more things, being aware of a lot more things, which I'm always excited about. It's happening on the physical, and it's happening within us in our thoughts, concepts, beliefs, emotions, perceptions, and understandings. The new landscape is surging in and strongly superimposing itself over the old one. This makes us feel like we are now living in a conscious dream world where anything is possible. Boy, do I agree with that. She talks a lot about here about, you know, our main priority at this time is to align ourselves in the absolute center of right time, right place. It's like placing ourselves in the center of a large X. Once we are aligned in the absolute center, a massive activation takes place and we become the entire X. This is the center point that we have to reach before the lights turn the most brilliant green and we can make decisive movement in our new lives. Like that. If we try to force our way ahead without first making the essential alignment, the right set of conditions won't be in position and all our efforts won't take us to our desired destination, the place of fulfillment of beyond our wildest dreams. Feels like an intricate docking procedure. It's taking place on an extensively vast scale. She goes on to say, it feels like an intricate docking procedure taking place on an extremely vast scale. This docking with the right time and right place is so massive that it's pushed us into an extreme state of super deep quiet. Yet even though we were in such a profoundly deep state, we are getting lots of tasks done, bringing many things to completion. We are both active and still. Now, I've had a lot of this.
Me too.
A lot of this, active and still. I always feel like I'm on fast forward all the time. I feel like some, you know, cartoon. We must continue to disconnect ourselves from all that has expired. We must neutralize our past life residues so that there is no charge that remains in our past history. We need to remove anything that is untrue from our personal matrix. We have to dismantle any emotional triggers that we still carry within us. While we're doing all of this, experiencing the whole gamut of emotions, there are times when we grieve for what is dying away. Then the energy shifts. We're full of excitement for the new, which is being born. Oh, I understand this one. There are moments when we feel incredibly isolated and alone, and then this is quickly replaced by knowing that there are so many loved ones of our one being walking beside us. Many new strong connections are being made with kindred people, truest places, new information, the next level of our purpose. These are the connections.
I really want that.
Oh, God, yes. Mm-hmm. And this is all part of our new lives. And right time, right place. So tonight's subject, which I absolutely adored this. We were doing a session today and working with somebody with beliefs. And the team immediately went to, your belief is, nothing ever works for me. And honest and truly, it was like somebody set off a fire station alarm in my head. And just to give you some history on this, when I first started this work, we had somebody that was very, very ill and did some work, and she started to improve and then completely nosedived. And I was very upset. And I kind of did my, you know, stomped my little foot and said, I want to understand what's going on here. This is just blah, 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 blah. And they explained to me then that if you hold the belief that nothing ever works for me, nothing will. And they cannot override it. Nothing can override it. That if you have the belief that nothing ever works for me, every belief you hold about everything is woven through that. And no matter how hard you try, you're stuck. Now, I found this to be, and it was just, I'm telling you, like I said, fire station alarm going off. The team went on, thank God they made notes for me because I, you know, because I'm on the other side going, please make notes, make notes. One of the problems with this belief, and there are varying degrees of it, not only is it martyrish, put it mildly. But, and it usually sets in childhood for a variety of reasons that we'll talk about in a minute. But unfortunately, what it does more than anything is every time something doesn't work for you, it loads more shame on. So you can work with shame until you're blue in the face. And also, nothing ever works for me will get in the way of lifting of shame. So the shame keeps loading on every time something doesn't work. And you're literally sitting there with a dump truck of shame and a belief that you don't realize that can't be overridden. You can go in and change it, all right, but it can't be overridden. Now, sometimes you'll get a little glimmer through, a little piece through. You'll, you know, something will slip through the cracks here and there. But overall, okay, this particular belief is a killer. And, you know, the team has talked about the, some people see it as a matrix, some people see it as a web, how all the beliefs are interconnected. But that one is like a crossing gate, you know, for a train. You know, the gate never comes up, so nothing gets to go through. That makes sense, Veronica.
Yeah, it does, actually.
And unfortunately what it does is continue to strip your sense of self-value, self-esteem, self-worth, everything.
But it can be other lives. I mean, it could be very cellular, hey?
It can be. Absolutely can be. There's no question about it. Now, there is no, what's the word I want? How do you know if you hold this belief? Well, you know, nobody's going to figure this out if you don't, honestly. You have to look at how often it does pop up for you. And if this is a belief that you're carrying, you'll find it come up in the darndest ways. Oh, shit, nothing ever works for me. And you'll blow it off and not ever think about it. But it's there.
Do we all have some of it?
Again, it runs in varying degrees. Sometimes, you know, it's a cute movie on television. And Nicolas Cage, Sarah Jessica Parker, and James Caan. And it was something about Nicolas Cage was afraid to get married. His mother died and told him never to get married, that marriage was hell. And so this cartoon in the beginning of the movie has this little guy trying to get up a wedding cake with this little cloud over its head that keeps raining on him. And everywhere he goes, the cloud is going with him. and that's pretty much the way I look at this belief. And you've seen people whose lives just never work. Not as a criticism, but you wonder why. Or they're stuck in their personal growth. And it's not because they're a failure. It's not because they're bad or wrong or not good enough, ever. But this little belief that nothing ever works for me, that usually is born in childhood, can be the one. And by changing that belief, it can open up everything else. I can't begin to tell you people how really powerful this came through, because the realization that everybody was out there working on beliefs going, oh, my God, I forgot to tell them about the poison pill, you know. Oops.
Magical doorway.
Well, and children often, this often happens to children, where nothing does work for them. It just seems like no matter what, the kids beat them up, they make fun of them, the teacher isn't nice. You know, they come home week after week and you hear the same story, you know, or if you're the child, the same thing. It just feels like things just aren't fair. Nothing ever works for me. And it seems like a fairly benign kind of statement, but it's not at all. Hmm. And that can bleed through your entire life and sabotage hugely. And the biggest part of this is that it can't be overridden. ridden. It's a trump card, literally. I'm not really a big card player, but it's the one card that you throw down, okay? And when you throw that card down, nobody else can play. It's very powerful. The other thing that came up that I think was very, very important, I've seen this come up with quite a few people, is the negative ego getting in there saying, there's just too many beliefs, you'll never get to it. And I know a lot of people are having a hard time trying to figure out, what's my core belief? How do I shortcut? How do I get to this? What do I really need to change? It can feel overwhelming.
And what's most important, that's the thing that gets me
yeah,
out.
Yeah, what's most important, you know, because sometimes so many beliefs feel like they're connected together. And they are. So you go for the one, you try to simplify, and process it. You know, the one that gives you an emotional hit is usually the key one. Doesn't mean you don't want to change some of the others. But if you can start, somebody today said something really interesting. They said, you know, you have this big ball of yarn or bands or whatever, and you start cutting, and every time you do it, it expands, and then this one expands. And so it's kind of like as you start unhooking some of these or changing some of these core beliefs, it radiates out through all of your beliefs. And it can be so powerful, but when you think about nothing ever works for me, that bleeds into every single thing in your life. Money, love, relationships, health, youthing or reversal of aging. I don't know of any area where that one doesn't just all across the map. And by the way, when this originally came up, the woman that came to us had just had surgery, and the team was doing phenomenal work on her, and redid her surgery right on the table. I mean, she started bleeding. It was kind of gory, but it was pretty interesting. And she should have been completely healed, and it. I think this is why it really drove it home for me as I saw what happened. But this really is a gift. This is not shared with you tonight to put you into any form of overwhelm. If you have a question about whether or not you're carrying the belief, I would highly recommend that you go in and change it.
Who would you just advise that we go in and get that belief up and see how much potency it has in ourselves?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I mean, you know, if you're out there and everything's clicking along for you, you're probably not carrying that belief. You may carry it in one area. You may carry it in the area that your bugaboo, as Lazarus would say. Your bugaboo may be love relationships. It may be money. It may be success. It may be a television show. Okay? And, but if there is an area that your history has shown you that it just never quite comes together for you, then that would probably be a good place to go in and, you know, nothing ever works for me in relationships with money, with success or whatever, or just change the whole belief itself to everything works for me. Or everything works for me to my highest good or however you want to, whatever really connects for you, but try to keep your beliefs simple. Don't get in there with multiple sentences. I'm telling you this. This is the whole concept of affirmations was really designed to change the subconscious mind. That if you said it often enough, perhaps the subconscious would finally believe that you believe it. And that's really what it was really designed, whether they did it consciously or not, I have no idea. But somebody tripped on that, that if you said it often enough, you know, you could possibly convince yourself and change your reality based on that. But it's really, I mean, this way is, of course, different. Negative ego. Negative ego is under threat of major attack. When you're working with the subconscious and changing beliefs, you're taking major control in your life. You're working in mastery. The negative ego is hugely threatened. And the negative ego will come in and tell you, it's just too much. You can't do this. It's overwhelming. Where do you begin? You'll never figure it out. You know, I just can't do this. I'm not enough. I'm this. You're not, saying to you, you're not enough. You're not enough. You'll never be able to do it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The negative ego will have a field day with this. And when the negative ego comes in to do it, it's going to heap you with more shame. Look, I can't even change my beliefs because I don't know which ones to change. It's just too overwhelming. I've done all this work. Why do I have to do this now? That's all the negative ego. Trying to undermine your major shifts forward. And so these are just, you know, it felt like it was very critical with all the shifting that we're doing. We've got the Lion's Gate opening tomorrow. We have another eclipse August 5th, 6th. I'm not sure exactly what the time is. And this one that we just went through, because it was so big, you know, we can feel the effects of this one for the next 6 months. We've got the anniversary of the harmonic convergence in, I believe, in August as well. Huge portals of light opening up. This is the time, everyone. So I thought it was, and Veronica, please jump in here, because I'm always fascinated with what you have to say.
Well, I'm fascinated by what you're saying and thinking about the negative ego and how I get disrupted by this thing of I don't know which direction, how many things to do, and so on, you know. But I've noticed this eclipse time, boy, I've just blasted stuff out. I don't know. I'm just repeating what you said. I just feel excited.
Well, no, I mean, just share your own personal experience, because I, too, am running into all kinds of, for me, speaking my, you know, asking for what I want, which I know would shock anybody who knows me. But
well, let me say something. We were talking about something earlier today, which is, something I also have been dealing with, where we have something in mind that we want, but what comes up is reactions that are based on some cellular program. Old stuff comes up behind it, and it comes up really fast in terms of our reaction to situations and incidents. You know what I mean?
No. Give me an example. Were you talking with me today?
Yes. What's your name again?
Yeah.
We were talking about somebody's relationship, and how that person was frustrated because she had a deeper cellular dream compared to what the person was behaving like, and that we have some mythical dreams about relationships. Remember?
Oh, that one.
And what I was thinking, what I was thinking at the time was that, and I'm still thinking about it, that when we're working on stuff, sometimes there'll be a backlash of things that are in the subconscious or the cells or the lineage, you know? And, you know, like the dreams about romance, for example, some of those are just really cellular, aren't they? They're not necessarily rethought or a belief that's been designed.
They're mythological.
Yeah, that's it.
They really are mythological. They're more based on myth than anything.
And they seem to pop up behind things that we're trying to consciously do. Does that make sense? And it kind of drives me.
Was that the white knight thing?
Yes. And the white knight was talking backwards. Remember that old song?
Well, I know everyone, it sounds like we're talking in circles. We're really not.
It's just that there's a lot of drives in our thinking and our hidden thoughts and our, that's what I'm trying to say to myself.
I am fascinated by those drives, and I'm seeing them and dealing with them myself going, where the hell did that come from? And seeing how they sabotage because our new realities are going to be really quite different than the old. You know, there's been so much talk here about true love and this and that. And again, it conjures up for people the fantasy. I talked to a friend of mine back east a week ago, and I believe I mentioned her. I said, you know, so you're aware. I said, you know, contrary to what you think, they're not going to come riding up on a white horse and so on and so forth. And she absolutely threw down the gauntlet and said, mine will. And this is someone who's never been married.
But you know something is interesting? While we're horsing around about some of this, but I believe that our cellular structure is changing and the mythology is changing with it.
I agree with you.
Flinging out some of these codes as it goes by.
I do agree with you. And I think that what has been important to us really was created by the media and all kinds of other things, and you know, some books maybe, but you know, pretty much, you know,
and Christian media.
Yeah, it's not really real. And so when you get into the reality, because people's lives are so busy today, mm-hmm. and we're creating and doing things in such a different way, that we're matching resonance. And I think this is a really, you know, I hate to get too sidetracked here, but this is an important subject, I guess.
It is.
As we're making these big shifts, okay, people with the right resonances are coming into our lives to help us, as we help them, to make quantum shifts through this time to embody more of the divine masculine and feminine.
And to be more and more authentic, which is separates us from the myth.
Yes, more authentic is absolutely true. And so through that, all right, it can be absolutely really glorious. And I guess I have to fess up some of this stuff here. I am in a relationship, and it kind of just like all of a sudden it's like, there was no romance, and we just kind of like had been together forever, and that was it. You know, it was like, and he travels a lot, and I'm working all the time, and so you know, it's like every day we have so many different things to do, and this and that, and the other thing, and I'm always whining, "Where's the romance?" You know, and it's like, and he always says to me, "I'm right here." You know?
I'm going to put plugs over Bob's ears, but that's the sort of cry that we do around here as well. We're so darn busy, though, you know. Life goes on, right?
Well, we are all very busy right now, and things are moving mm-hmm. so rapidly that, you know. And there's, and so you have this kind of knowing, you know, with the new kinds of stuff coming in. It's like this knowing, I'm supposed to be with this person. There is something else going on many different levels, and I can feel it and so on, and I can feel it amplifying my energy, and I know that's a positive thing. And so, you know, so all of a sudden, your assessments of what used to be good and bad are totally different.
So now we could say romance is when you amp up my energy. Like a big snooker game.
You're right. Okay, I'll bring it in. By the way, good job of not throwing me under the bus. All
right, we're all in this together.
Poor Veronica has to hear me when I have a come apart. So.
I like that. We all like to know the stitches, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Let me bring the team in. They're giggling over there, too.
They're having fun these days.
Oh, they are. You have no idea. You have no idea. All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Yes, we're having a wonderful time. And by the way, well, welcome to all of you, and dear Veronica, you as well.
And you too, thank you.
Now, the most important sharing you actually did tonight was the last few minutes, all right?
Took us a while to warm up.
Well, all right. We don't want to in any way negate the importance of the title of tonight's show, all right, that nothing ever works for me. And whether the channel realizes this or not, all of this wove together to show that very thing, all right? Because you all do have these places where you bang your little toe or big toe or whatever it may be. You know, whether it's, again, in success or relationship or whatever it may be for you. And so you're being given the opportunities now to make quantum shift, people, to be the masters that you really are, on your way to becoming the God beings that you really are. We're very excited to see all of you committed to making these changes, to taking your power, to saying, yes, I can do this. I know I can do this. I may not get it 100% right, but I'm going to work on it. I want to try to figure it out. And the reason we tell you the nights of the show to call us in to identify, transmute, and change subconscious and unconscious beliefs, drives, programs, contracts, and projections is that on this side of the veil, we're trying to serve this up to you together with your higher self and soul and your guides. Serve it up to you. Look over here. Now look over here. Now, we're not going to change the beliefs for you, but we're pointing them out. You know, like some, as the channel said about a cartoon, like some cartoon with big arrows. Look here, look here. Here's a piece, you see, that'll lead you to something else and then to something else and then to something else. Very important time. Now, the question came up as the two of you were chatting about, does everybody hold this belief? The answer we would say is yes, to some degree. And if you don't hold it, your child may. Or your adolescent. Or even perhaps your young adult. Where does that belief come from? Failures, circumstances, messages from family and friends, and it can be subtle, it can be overt, and it can do tremendous damage. Getting bad grades in school, and you all go through such awkward times as you're growing as humans. All right, nothing ever works for me. Getting hit wrong and, you know, being out on the schoolyard, not getting picked to play with the other children or on the right team, you know, not being the cheerleader or the football player or bright enough in school or going through awkward stages. Girls, you went through times when you had no bosoms and or you were overweight or had pimples or, you know, It can wear on you, you see. And that belief can sneak in there and anchor deeply. Deeply. Even your little childhood crushes, you see. Your puppy loves, your first loves. Failed relationships there can turn into nothing ever works for me. The other girls, the popular ones, always got the football player or the student body president or whatever. So look at it, examine it. Very important here. Someone today during a session came up with another one that we think is very important. And they said, you know, we never ask for anything. Now, that's a very telling statement. And if you don't ask, all right, you can have all of those that love you on the other side of the veil just waiting, standing by, waiting for just the speaking of one desire. This is one of the reasons that during the sessions we make people write intentions so that you're directing your energy, giving permission, because it's permission. The universe is neutral. If you don't ask, you don't receive. Remember that. Remember that. Now, many of you are wanting to go to core beliefs around money and relationships and this and that and the other thing. When we talk about some of these bigger issues, they will literally reset everything. So that when you go in to change a belief about money or about relationship, it has more impact. Now, the question will come up, we know we're going to hear this, through someone. Does it matter in what order? No, not really. Because if you can change that belief, and we don't care how many times you've got to go back down that elevator from nothing ever works for me, and you'll find for some of you that's going to be loaded. It's going to hit some emotion. Be careful here also of the negative ego, who will be there tapping you on the shoulder. You don't have that belief. You're much smarter than that. Don't believe that from me. You're fine. You're fine. Be careful with that. Remember, the negative ego is still trying to get in there and running the show. It hasn't gone away. It's threatened. And it doesn't want to give up the power that it's got.
How are we sure when it's a negative ego?
Listen to the message. You're all far enough along now to be able to recognize the negative ego. The minute it sets you into martyr, less than or better than, be absolutely certain that it's the negative ego, because it'll come at you both ways. When it comes in, you'll never be able to change that. You're not good enough. You're not strong enough. You're negative ego. Oh, you don't need to do that. There's nothing wrong with you. Negative ego. Why take a chance? This is responsibility, people. This is access to resources here. The ability to respond. These are resources that you can use to change your lives. All right? Now, if you truly don't know and you're, you know, trying to kick this around, well, I don't know if I really, it's this or it's that. If you have a whole lot of issues around relationship or around money or around self-esteem, write them out. Look at them. Cut them up if you have to. Move them around. What's the biggie here? Which one do I feel in my gut? Which one do I feel the most? You see, along with nothing ever works for me, there's another one, but it doesn't tend to be quite as bad. All right? I never get what I want, or I have to settle. Same energy. Now, you're not going to get what you want as long as your self-conscious beliefs, or you won't get what you ask for, but you will get what you really want, which is what's sitting in the subconscious. But but you think it's what I want. I want this, I want that. And that's why so many times you're said, people say to you, don't use the word want. We always tell people with their intentions, I intend. I choose, not I want. Want creates more wanting. Now, taking it in a different context, all right. Getting what you ask for versus what you really want. What you really want is what's coming out of the subconscious. It's already programmed. And that's why this work's so important. Now the channel's over here, so we can't ask her to tell this story about programming. She was programming for a man years ago. And every day she came home and she programmed for this man, and she saw him exactly the same way in every single meditation that she did, in the same clothes, the same this, the same that. And in 30 days, she met the man. There was only one flaw. She had a belief that men weren't trustworthy. And 5 weeks later, he was arrested. All right? Now, this is a perfect example of getting what you want versus what you ask for. She got the outside image down perfect. It's a beautiful job. But what she hadn't done is worked on her beliefs, you see, the belief that men weren't trustworthy, that they weren't honest. And so she got the man that looked just like what she programmed for and was dishonest. Getting what she wants based on her subconscious beliefs.
Sometimes it's funny how fast you can manifest something. Because I was manifesting a man, and I used to not want to clean my house very much. And so I used to say, next time I marry, I'm going to marry Big Wally the Wall Washer or Mr. Clean. Suddenly I'm with a man, and whenever he's upset, he cleans, and he cleans, and he cleans. And I go, oh, my Lord, I brought in Big Wally the Wall Washer.
Now, this brings up an excellent point, Veronica. Your desires are going to manifest a lot more rapidly now. Mm-hmm. And this is the other reason that it's so important to get this, be working on these subconscious beliefs. Because you don't want to be creating manifestations that are askew, and you will. So be aware of that as well.
So that is don't do affirmations until you've gone in and done some more belief search?
Well, we wouldn't say so much the affirmations, but we would say absolutely. If you're going to program for something, go in and change the beliefs, all right? There are many different ways you can do programming, all right? Visualizations with lots of emotion. You can do them under time constraints, holding the emotion and holding the feeling of what it feels like to be that, with that experience, person, money, whatever. There are a number of them. Lazarus has some, and Abraham has some. They're all excellent. Mm-hmm. All of you are so different. It's whatever works for you. But before you begin doing that, get some of these major core beliefs. If you're carrying a belief that men can't be trusted, you don't want to be programming for a man.
Mm-mm.
If you believe that money is evil, and you're programming for money, you're going to have a conflict here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you believe that nothing ever works for me, you can program your heart out. You're not going to get anything anyway.
We only have about 2 more minutes.
All right. Veronica, talk about your next week's show.
On my next week's show, Paradigm Shifters, 5 o'clock next Tuesday, I have a woman named Natalie Zatuni, I think is how to spell her last or pronounce her last name. And she runs an institute called Conscious Business Institute, a very interesting woman. And I'm not sure what we're going to talk about on my call-in show, Radiance by Design, at 4 o'clock. But we've been talking about defensive. Now I'm thinking maybe beliefs as defense might be kind of a good conversation.
Yes,
so you
might
call
have fun
in.
With that.
Yeah, I think so. Well, we can sort things out then.
4 o'clock
Tuesday. Thank you.
All right. Now we have a few minutes, don't we, Veronica?
Yes,
we
do.
Are you watching the clock?
Yep, 2 minutes.
All right, good. Now, work with this belief, people, and we want to one more time talk about shame. All right. This is also an important time, and you can go back to the shame show. There were 5 shows in February of 2007. The last show, if you've listened to all of them before, you don't need to listen to all of them, but there is the sacred dispensation, the lifting of shame. Change the belief that nothing ever works for me before you do this again. But you want to lift as much shame as possible right now. It will help with all the work that you're doing, changing beliefs, so on and so forth. None of you have failed. None of you are behind. None of you are wrong. This belief that nothing ever works for me will create a sense of being flawed that is so deep, so deep. And sabotage in your lives. Lots of sabotage. Lots of sabotage. You are all magnificent beings. You deserve to have it all. The universe wants to give it all to you. The universe is neutral. It's there to deliver. It's there to deliver. We love you all. We ask that you all call us in tonight if you desire. We will not come in the minute that you call. We generally will come in within a couple of hours once you've gone to sleep to work with your guides, higher self, soul, etc. We're thrilled with the work you're doing, everyone. Yourself included, Veronica.
Thank you.
We think it's marvelous, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We support you fully, completely, absolutely. We're excited. We're having fun. And we want you to have fun. We want you to have it all. To be the bridges that you came here to be the inspirers that you came here to be. The way showers, the teachers, the lovers, the anchors of light. Of joy and of love. Know that we love you all so very, very much. And until we speak with you again in this format, everyone, namaste.
Namaste. We have an amazing rainbow right in front of us as you speak. Thank you. Blessing.
Good night, everyone.
Night.